Don't try to sweet talk Ollie Alexander. You're such a sweet talker. You made me believe every lie was a beautiful sound. You're such a sweet talker. Man of my dreams. Tell me, where are you? Where are you now? The English pop star has been the front man of Years and Years for more than a decade and released many hits with that band. Now he has a solo project still under the band's name and has released his album, Night Call. It is a cocktail of lust, love, pride, and self-discovery. Ollie Alexander joins us now from London. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh, it's a pleasure.
A lot of this album feels like you just got out of lockdown and started dancing. What inspired it?
Yeah, well, a lot of the album came from the lockdown period when I was just like a lot of people spending a lot of time by myself in isolation. I live alone and all I wanted to listen to was dance music, stuff that made my body move and made me feel good in this like very visceral way. So I kind of fell back in love with dance music and, you know, wanted to write songs about hookups and going out and just liberation of the dance floor. So always been inspirational to me.
I notice you say hookups and not love or romance.
Oh, what does that say about me, Scott?
Well, I'm just asking.
Well, for me, the kind of few years that I was sort of focusing on, like writing this album, I was single. I was kind of blundering in and out of romantic dalliances, let's say, and not really knowing what I wanted or trying to figure that stuff out. And I saw it reflected back at me sort of in the songs and I was like, okay, yeah. Sort of a voyage of discovery through sex almost. Under a velvet sky, two hearts were lost running wild. Don't it hurt so much? No, I can never give it up.
Tell us about the song Immaculate.
I was listening to Afrobeat, techno, and just wanted it to feel like this luxurious holiday romance. I often kind of comment songs by titles, and I had wanted to have a song called Immaculate for a while, and I love the way it kind of like rolls off the tongue.
You just starred in an award-winning television series, It's a Sin. It centers at the time of the AIDS crisis in the 1980s. You play a gay character in the process of self-discovery. Do you ever feel an artistic or personal, what I'll carefully call a burden, to represent something?
I don't know that I would call it a burden, but I do feel responsible for the things I do and say and put out into the world. People are going to watch what I'm doing or listen to what I have to say. I want to be responsible. Like, I want to do myself proud and my community proud. So I'm going to at least try.
Your grandmother, I gather, was also an inspiration for this album.
Yes, she was. My grandmother, Rosemary, she was an opera singer in her time before she met my granddad and settled down and had my mum and her sister. But she died in the end of 2019 and she was such a huge supporter of mine and I was so close with her and it was such an utterly profound experience to be with her as she was dying. And I would just sit with her, you know, in her room and she was in palliative care. And, you know, you just try and forget for a moment that she was dying or, you know, I just wanted her to feel comfortable. So I'd give her a little head massage or, you know, I'd just say to her, I'll see you tomorrow. Or, you know, whatever it would be, like, we just try and kind of keep it as casual and as normal as possible. So, yeah, I just spent a lot of time thinking about her and trying to process grief, really, and not really knowing quite how to do it. I really love thinking about her, and she directly inspired the song See You Again. Won't you like a little for me? Can we
only pause this conversation. It's not an explanation I need. It's just a little much to take in. If you gotta go and this is the end, is it okay? I just pretend.
You broached the whole matter of growing up and even growing old here.
I felt within myself like I'd grown up. I'm 31 now, and I know I've got growing up to do, left to do, but I've been around for a few years now, you know. I've kind of like, that took a while to kind of feel comfortable in, if that makes sense.
Now, I've got to tell you, we've known each other all of, you know, a few minutes. The person with whom we have been conversing is earnest and sweet and kind.
Yeah.
And doesn't add up with some of these songs like Sooner or Later.
You're a heartbreaker. You'll be the death of me. Sooner or later. Sooner or later. Love chaser. You're chasing it out of me. But I'm gonna break you sooner or later.
I'm gonna break you sooner or later. What's going on?
My shadow self is emerging and it's been the music. I've been writing a lot of songs, love songs, where I felt completely trampled over and like I just wasn't interested in writing songs like that. I didn't really fall in love like that anymore. And there was so much expectation that came to relationships when I met someone. There was so, it was like, what am I gonna be? What are you gonna be? How are we gonna get through this? And like, what parts are we gonna play when we as we date each other and all of that stuff. And I really wanted to just play around with those expectations and write songs where I like really tried to prioritize having fun in the studio. Just embodying this character that wasn't afraid to sort of be a little bit out there, you know?
Do you think a lot of people feel the need to bust loose with fun now?
I mean, I do. We always need that space to kind of just let ourselves go. And it gets harder, doesn't it? I mean, everybody's kind of like burdened with anxiety. So if you do get that chance to just let go a little bit, then you have to take it.
Holly Alexander from the band Years and Years. His new album, out now, is Night Call. Thank you for some wonderful music, and I wish you a lot of happiness.
Thank you for listening and having me, and yeah, it's been lovely.